What did Ramon Vieras do in the Patty Hearst case?
The police department at Berkeley came to visit us at SRI a couple of days after the Patty Hearst was kidnapped, and they said that we have a kidnapping and that Patricia Hearst had been taken by somebody, and that somebody was the Symbionese Liberation Army, and they had no idea what it was. They were looking for Symbia on the map to try and find who could have done that. And Pat Price told them on the spot when they first came to SRI that it was a political case and not a ransom case. And Hal Puthoff and Pat Price and I, this is actually the first time I'm telling this story, we went to the Berkeley police station with the detectives there, and Pat Price asked for a mug book, the list, picture book of the people who had been arrested or were known criminals.
Right.
In that area, and he just sat down at a big oak desk and started turning the pages, and this must have been 1974 when the kidnapping was, and he turned pages and got to about the 10th page with four pictures on a page, and he put his finger on the picture of one man. Huh. Said, that's the man, that's the ringleader, and his name was DeVries, and it turned out that he was the man we know now as Sin Q. And nobody knew anything about it. This was an absolute cold call. Price picked him out of the book.
That's incredible.
So this is a political kidnapping. And they said, well, that guy actually just escaped from prison a few months ago. This is the first we've heard about him. Where did they go?
Right.
Meanwhile, they had taken us to Patty Hearst's house, where there's still cartridges rolling around on the floor under the bed. And Price said, well, I can tell you where they've gone. I don't know where they are now, but they headed north. He pointed north and said, as he closed his eyes, I see two big white gas storage tanks and a restaurant and a bridge over the freeway right next to these tanks. And one of the detectives said, I know where that would be. That's not far from here. That's just over by the refinery. And as we sat in the police station, they dispatched a cruiser, found the kidnapped car, which is a station wagon. Of course, they had left it, but they were extremely impressed that we were able to sit in Berkeley and tell them exactly where to go to find the kidnapped car.
I'm extremely impressed by this story. Russell, why has this not been told before?
Well, we didn't want to tell the story until the last of the perpetrators was actually in prison. And because of the possible danger to ourselves.
Yeah, that's good.
At this point, I'm very sympathetic to what you were saying before, and that is that it's time to tell the truth.
Yes.
That is, I'm not actively doing remote viewing. I'm interested now in helping people to understand that psychic abilities exist. You can use this to make money in the market. You can find your car keys. But I think that psychic ability has on its world stage the great importance that it shows us that we greatly misapprehend the whole nature of space-time. The fact that a Pat Price can quiet his mind, look into the distance, look into the past, describe what occurred, and tell us where something was, indicates that our capabilities are far beyond the limitations that are being set on it. So I really have a almost propagandistic interest now in getting people to explore their own psychic abilities and learn to do this.